In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The very interesting thing that Caiaphas, who history does not speak well of, either secular or sacred history, should be an instrument of God and prophesy of the coming death that Jesus would endure, that he would die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the dispersed children of God. Now, that was not Caiaphas's intention by any stretch of the imagination. His intention was to say, hey, let's kill this guy so that the Romans don't take over, because if this guy thinks he's the Messiah, what he's going to do is he's going to come into Jerusalem, he's going to proclaim himself king, he's going to raise an army, and then the Romans are going to send their legions, and they're going to kick the snot out of us, and many of us will die, and the rest will be taken into slavery, and there will no longer be a nation, or a temple, or anything. And he was right in predicting what would happen if the Jews rebelled against the Romans, because that's what happened after the great Jewish revolt of the year of about approximately the year 70. Jerusalem was destroyed. Many were slain or taken into slavery. But that's the wrong thing to do. You don't kill an innocent man in order to save other people. It's just not done. You know, you can never directly and deliberately take an innocent human life. And he was wrong about what Jesus intended to do. Jesus was not a military Messiah. He was not the Messiah that they expected. As he would say to Pilate later, my kingdom is not of this world. But this was part of God's plan, and Caiaphas was, because he was the high priest. Now, an unworthy man to be the high priest, certainly, but we look through history and we see all sorts of unworthy priests and bishops and even popes. But yet they are still bishops, priests, and popes. Caiaphas was still the high priest, and God used him to prophesy unwillingly about our salvation. Very interesting thing to almost begin Holy Week with. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.